The dispute between the Modi government in India and the nation's farmers remains a significant national problem. Formal negotiations have been abandoned, but tensions and protests continue. Rob Osborne spoke to independent Indian journalist Abir Dasgupta and asked him first to outline the recent developments.
The farm laws are in a state of legal limbo right now. They are unimplemented and seemingly unimplementable. What was earlier a protest led by farmers' union now has become a protest that has engulfed an entire region. So effectively, the entire region of, you could call it Greater Punjab in India, that has risen up in this protest. While these protests continue at the various sites at the borders around Delhi, now the committee of protesting farmers have taken it deep into the rural heartland all around the region. There have been massive gatherings, which are called Mahapanchayat, which see hundreds of thousands of people gathered across villages of a particular region. The BJP leaders are facing what is known as a social boycott. They are not, many villages across the region are saying, we won't allow BJP leaders to enter our villages. We won't have many of the BJP leaders, especially in Punjab, now have a permanent protest around their house.
The Modi government has also become embroiled in a dispute with Twitter over attempts to suppress support for the farmers on the platform. Using provisions in existing security laws, the government ordered Twitter to block over 500 accounts and threatened people working for the company in India with legal action, up to 7 years in prison, if they refused to do so. Abhir Dasgupta explains what happened next.
Initially, Twitter did comply. For about half a day, all these accounts were taken down, and then they were restored. And what we've been told is that this decision was made by Twitter's U.S. headquarters, overruling Twitter's India team. And while most of the accounts remained suspended or unavailable for Indian users to see, the prominent ones, including politicians and news media, were restored.
As part of its strategy to respond to Twitter, the government has adopted an Indian microblogging app called Coup. Government supporters, ministers and officials have opened accounts on this recent Twitter clone, which offers messaging in 8 Indian languages. Twitter has indicated that it will continue to advocate for the right of free expression on behalf of its estimated 15 million Indian users and is exploring options under Indian law. In recent weeks, coverage of the dispute has more or less disappeared from the mainstream international media, presumably because there have been no spectacularly violent clashes between the farmers and the authorities. However, in an intriguing development, coverage on alternative media, used predominantly by young people, has exploded. Some commentators suggest this follows comments on Twitter by singer-actor Rihanna about the plight of Indian farmers. Perhaps the most prominent commentator is American Hassan Piker, an influencer and gamer whose audience spans countries and ethnic backgrounds. His live stream show on Twitch devoted a full hour to the Indian farmers' dispute. Here's some of what he had to say.
Neoliberals be like, I don't understand. It seems like they're going to get priced out. There will never be a deregulated market. Sounds like they're creating a vacuum for industrial farming to take over. Yes.
Gamer and infotainment live streamer Hassan Piker ending that report from Rob Osborne.